My name is Anne Tree. The reason why you're here is because we're trying to see how strangers go about establishing rapport with each other during first meetings. Do you understand what I mean by rapport?
Mm-hmm.
How you go about getting acquainted or becoming friendly with somebody.
By
talking.
Okay.
So now the way you're going to do that is you're going to talk to each other for 15 minutes about anything you feel like talking about.
Okay.
At the end of the 15 minutes, you're going to be tape recorded and timed. At the end of the 15 minutes, you'll hear a bell. I'll come back in the room, and I'll give you two attitude scales to fill out about your impressions about the other person.
Okay.
Simple enough? The university requires that you complete a human subject consent form stating that you're not under any physical risk or danger by participating in the experiment. So I need for you to sign that before we can get stuck about how to approach this task, here's a list of helpful hints.
We have to read this?
No. After. Well, I mean, just read it over.
So
I'm sure you understand it. Now, you are not restricted to this list. You don't have to use it at all. You can talk about anything you want to talk about in any way you want to talk about it, except in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. Okay.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Good. No Spanish. In English. But, you know, you don't have to use this, but if you want to, you can.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have to talk loud, because I know I'm going to have trouble understanding.
Yes. Okay. I'm sure.
Any questions? Have fun.
Well, when the bell rings, we just call you?
No, I'll hear. I can hear that.
Oh, you can hear us.
So I'll just come back here.
Okay.
Have fun.
Okay, thank you. Okay. What is your name?
Marianne.
Uh-huh. And your last name?
Garcia.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know how to speak English, Spanish, and you got the name from.
Well, my parents speak Spanish, but we just never.
You never speak Spanish at home.
They never spoke it to us. They never taught us. We were never
in
that environment. I don't know. It just never happened that way.
Both are from where? From Mexico?
No, my parents are, but my grandparents, my mother's grandparents are. I mean, my mother's parents.
Yeah. Okay.
Are
your grandmother and your grandfather?
Yeah. But
your mother is from here.
Yeah, my mom and dad were both born in Houston.
Okay.
It's just gradually.
Yes, that's the reason you got that last name.
Yeah. So we never, it never happened. But you know, we learned the Spanish. A lot of times, when your parents speak it to you, you know,
mm-hmm.
you grow up and learn both of them. But they never did that when we were younger.
Yes, that's right.
Well, growing up in, you know, like in the parts of Houston that we were, it just wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends on where you brought up. you know, what, who's in your school and stuff like that. And we never were brought up around people who spoke it, so we I can pick up little pieces of it.
Yes.
You know, we can decipher what they're saying sometimes, but I can't.
But do your mother and your father, do they speak Spanish?
No. Yeah, they both do.
But they both speak Spanish each other in the house sometimes?
Yeah.
Ah, that's the reason you can pick it up some words.
Well, you can tell what they're saying a lot of the times.
Yes, so. I see. Yeah. So where are you studying?
Business.
Business?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Your 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And you like it very much?
I like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Very much. So where are you from?
Venezuela.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's the reason she said don't speak in Spanish.
Well, I couldn't anyway, so wouldn't matter. But so what are you studying here?
RTF, Radio, Television and Film.
You like it?
Yes, very much. This is my last year. Oh, I try to finish the next year. But sounds funny. It's my last year, but my first year in UT. It's because I graduated in business.
And
the UT gave me the, I don't know, the credits for that major that I already did. And that's the reason I have a lot of credit in UT, and I only have to finish my requirements in the communication school, in the RTF school.
What do you want to do when you get your
degree? I'm going to come back to Venezuela.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is your family there?
Yes, it's my I'm here with my husband and with my child, my little child. Yes, but I think I want to come back to Venezuela to work in mainly in production, in TV production.
It's interesting.
Yes, and I'm not sure if I'm going to work by my own or I'm going to work, you know, like a regular work. You work for somebody else.
Yeah.
And you are from here, from Houston?
I'm from Houston.
Yeah. And your parents are here? No, they're
in Houston. Well, they're in Houston.
Oh, where
we live right outside of Houston, like between Houston and Galveston.
Oh, yes, I know Galveston.
Okay. We live in that area, but I'm here at school.
And where do you live in UT?
I'm at Jester right now.
In Jester?
Mm-hmm.
This is a UT dorm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And do you like UT?
I like it.
Very much?
Uh-huh. A lot. Do you like it here?
Yes.
It's big. It's a big place. A lot of people, you know, that's one thing. There's so many people, you know, a lot of people don't like that. But
so many people don't like UT?
Yeah. Because it's big. I know a lot of people that don't like it because it's so big, but I think that's
yes,
better.
Yes, that's the reason that so many people doesn't like UT because they don't like UT because it's big.
Yeah.
And why they bother because UT is big?
It's too many people. Well, I think so too. I mean, you know, the more people there are, the more people you're going to meet. But I don't know. It's something about, you know, there's just so many people.
Because they think there is so many people in the classroom.
Yeah, in classes. Yeah, that has a lot to do with it.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's a lot of it. You know, you get in these big lecture classes, there's like 500 people.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, I know that because I'm right now I am attending two classes that I think we are almost 500 people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the classroom, and you have it's not a regular classroom.
Yeah.
It's a auditorium.
Uh-huh.
In the place you have to listen the class.
Yeah, it's not very individualized. You know, between you and the teacher.
Yes, it's not. Yes.
Know, and when you want
even that, I can realize that here in UT, the teachers are in that. How can I tell you? In that particular case, you know, when the class is very big, the teacher, I think, is very good with the student because they all the time say to the classroom. If you have any problem, please come to my office, see me. I don't know if because I don't have that kind of experience in my country. Mm-hmm. In my country, yes, you can see the teacher if you have any problem. But I think here the students are more, it's more easy to see the teachers.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
The teachers are available for them.
Okay, the teachers are more available to attend. The problem from the student, and that's and you feel very good in that.
Yeah, they could always do that. That's what I know. I've always said, you know, when they say it's too big, well, you can always go talk to your professors whenever you want to.
Yeah, wherever you want.
You know, so that's. Doesn't bother me. It doesn't, you know, make any difference.
But you got reason to, because if you never go to see your teacher never is going to know that you were
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's too many people and it's very difficult for them to know each student very good. And that's true. Well, the first time when I came here, the last semester, you know, I just came from Venezuela the last semester, and even my English is pretty bad. when I was in class, my first day in class, and when I saw that class was about 500 persons, I said, impossible. can you imagine? The teacher has to talk with the microphone. And I say, I have to drop that class because I'm not going to understand anything the teacher is going to explain in the class.
Yeah.
And I'm here and I...
You're making it.
I'm making it, yes. I'm trying to make it.
Yeah.
Still, but I think for me it was pretty difficult, big class.
Mm-hmm.
It's
different.
If the class were a small class, because I took another... courses like English course, and the class was very small and was very good. Even in the way you meet your classmates, it's better way. When you got a very big class, nobody know nobody,
right.
And when you finish the course, nobody knew nobody. That's too bad.
Yeah.
And in my small course, that's true. That's the problem.
Yeah. So if you had a lot, I guess they figure if you had a lot more smaller classes, you'd meet a lot more people.
Yes, I think
you
so.
You know, you get to know them more as a person anyway.
Yes.
Because it's rare that you'll really become good friends with somebody in a huge class.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just too big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I don't know, it doesn't really bother me. There's, you know. Other ways, I don't know, like in the when you're in the dorm and stuff, there's millions of ways to meet a lot of people.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So when you're a freshman, it's best to move it to live in the dorm so you can meet the people, you know, especially some place as big as this.
Mm-hmm.
At a smaller place, it may not be that it's not exactly like that because, you know, you'd meet them in your classes because they're smaller at a smaller university. But since this is so big, I think it is best that you live in the dorm here. You know, they always tell you it's best for a freshman to live in the dorm, and I think that's
good to live in the dorm. Yeah.
When you're a freshman,
when you're a freshman,
to meet people, yeah.
And best, what about if you are a senior?
Well, I think by that time you'll want to live out, have your own apartment or whatever.
Yes, most of the seniors they live in.
Most people have an apartment or something.
Oh, I see.
By that time, you want to live, you know, not in the dorm. You want to have your own place.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That the freshmen, the people that most live in
mostly, the dorm. I think most the majority
are freshmen
that you know just got here.
Even if that's very good because you know that can you can have the same age.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's true.
You can meet friends.
Meet people your age.
Of your age, and that's very good.
Where are you living here?
I'm living in the Norwood, in one apartment, in Norwood Hills.
Is it off of Riverside or something?
No, it's in the north.
Oh,
Riverside is in the south.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's opposite, Riverside mm-hmm. southeast, mm-hmm. I live in northwest. It's opposite.
Do you like Austin?
Yes, I like Austin, especially the my school. And I think it's pretty good school, mm-hmm. very good school. And I have hear about your school. And when I was here 7 years ago, I studied in your school. I took just one course uh-huh. in the summer, uh-huh. Statistics 310. Uh-huh. Have you taken?
No, I haven't taken that yet. I'll take it next year.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because you have to make programs. Uh-huh. And, okay, to learn the language.
Uh-huh.
Basic, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's basic. And I have heard about your school that is business here. It is a very good school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be one of the best.
Yes, it's supposed to be one of the best.
Yeah. So.
Well, you do have very good school.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, because when I talk to somebody and I say I'm in RTF, oh, you are in RTF, this is the best school here. Mm-hmm. And when I meet somebody else, oh, are you studying low? Ah, this is the best school. And I say,
everything is, well, it's a good school.
Yes.
It's hard. A lot of people can't handle it. A lot of people, you know, it's too hard. That's why, I guess, but that's why.
It's too hard what? You think?
Yeah, the studying and stuff, you know, because a lot of the schools are real hard, you know, engineering and stuff. I can just imagine. If business is hard, I can just imagine what engineering is like.
Yeah.
I can. Oh, that would be a killer.
Yeah.
I would.
You don't have UT University in Houston?
There's the University of Houston uh-huh. in Houston, and there's a. But they don't have branches of the University of Texas there.
What they have,
University of Houston is there in Houston. There's mm-hmm. several other colleges around mm-hmm. Houston, but they're not quite as good as this.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
Probably the best.
Yeah.
Well, in Texas anyway, for business, I think.
No, yes, but I think, you know, for in business, it's not just in Texas, it's in the whole nation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This
probably
was
so.
A very, very good school.
Yeah.
In UT.
Probably.
And
so.
I was talking before. We came here. I was talking with the person who is making
yeah.
the okay. And then she, well, we didn't follow this.
We didn't have to.
And she told me that I forgot because I was thinking about that. We didn't follow the strategies. And she told me that communications
mm-hmm.
was a very, very good school here.
Uh-huh.
I'm in communication
uh-huh.
school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think RTF is good. I like UT, and what I can understand is that it's the best one around here, at least.
Yeah.
Yes. But she said when the bell rings, she's gonna be here. Maybe this is the experiment.
This is what?
No, this is the experiment.
Oh.
When the bell.
What do you do actually?
What you have? Yeah. And do you spend, and how long can you finish your
4 years?
4 years?
My degree.
Your degree? And you can do it in less time if you go to the school in summer?
Yeah, yeah. You can finish.
Mm-hmm.
You could take more hours. You could probably finish. I don't know, it just depends.
Okay, you finish in 4 years if you take how many hours every semester?
About 16.
About 16?
Yeah, that's how many I have now.
16 hours?
Good.
It's how many?
Well,
I'm taking, I have to take 12 hours.
Yeah.
Because I'm a foreign student.
Yeah.
But for me, it's too much to take 12 hours.
But what?
It's very hard to
take. Oh, I know. Oh, I can imagine. Well, especially when you're married, though, and you have a kid, though. But see, I
yes.
just have,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can understand that. And, well, like a lot of the seniors, they only have like 12. Some have 9. It just depends, yes, you know, on how much you want to take on. Yes. But the more you get out of the way, mm-hmm, you know, the less time it'll take you. Mm-hmm. Most freshmen start out with 15, 16, because you have to get your basics out of the way.
Yes.
You know, your math and English and science, all that. Mm-hmm. You want to get it out of the way. So mm-hmm, it's average for 15 to 16 hours. That's why it's hard.
Yes. But explain it to take 15 hours the next semester. Mm-hmm. 15 hours. Mm-hmm. Because I have to take English, I have to take government, mm-hmm, I have to take speech, mm-hmm, and I want to get out of the way. How do you say?
Yeah, get it out of the way. Get it over with.
Get out of the way. All that courses.
Yeah.
And I take in the next spring I have to take again English and government, and I finish with my basics. Uh-huh. This is only what I have to take, mm-hmm, because I already am through the mm-hmm other ones.
Yeah.
I mean the basic, but I have to take my RTF courses, yeah, to finish.
Yeah.
The RTF courses. But she said that she's coming on the ramp.
Maybe she didn't hear the bell. I don't know.
And how old are you?
I'm 19. Mm. How old are you?
34.
How old is your kid?
How old is kid?
Yeah.
2 years old.
It's a boy or girl?
It's a boy. And he's learning English better than me. Sometimes when he says something in English, I say, what? What did you say? I was, he's going to learn English first.
Well, he's been here for
a month.
Yeah, so.
Since August.
Yeah.
August was in the
Amen. Yeah. So, but see, since he's just learning to talk, that's what he's picking up.
But well, you know, even he doesn't speak Spanish good, because the boy that is 2 years old, they don't speak the language very good at that time.
Okay. So yeah. Well, they don't hear. I mean, you don't know it, but you hear. English is what you hear here.
Yes.
You know, so that's what you'll pick up first, I guess.
Oh yes, you know, so sure. But he picked up first Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And now he can understand English as well as he can understand Spanish.
Really?
Uh-huh. But he speaks more Spanish, you know, because I don't know, because maybe he speaks English at school. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much he speaks at school, but when he is with me, all the time he's speaking Spanish. And when I say that, sometimes he speaks something in English and I pick some words and I say, what? it's because he, he doesn't realize that I don't speak English, mm-hmm, but he knows that I don't speak English, that I speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. And he knows that he has to speak to me in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And when he goes to school, he has to speak English. Mm-hmm. At that age, they can know, mm-hmm, and they can, you know, make difference between the two languages. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Even they are so small too.
Yeah, but they can pick it up.
Yeah, they can pick
it up. Do you speak Spanish mostly at home?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to speak Spanish. Because then it's gonna be my husband, he speaks English more than I come, but
what is he doing here? Is he working here, or is he going to go to school?
He just came here to visit me, and he now is in Venezuela, and he's coming again the next week, and he spent here two months with me, or 1 month, and he go back to Venezuela and make some work, and they come back, and they that way. I think now he's going to stay here. I think he's going to take an intensive English course. Mm-hmm. That I would like to take an intensive English course too, but I don't have time to do this. Because I have to take my English in UT, but there are no English that I can teach you. English. It's the same English that you have to take, English teacher has to take, the same English. You know, 308, 314K. This is my, the same English. And can you imagine for me how hard are those English? Is the, is like a, if you want to know how to write a good essay, but even that's how to write good or bad essay.
That is, that is hard. Can imagine.
Yes.
It's hard for me, so I can imagine.
Yes.
I mean, I can make like, well, I took 306, which is the first.
I already took 306.
Yeah, and I wound up with a B in that, so I can just imagine it would be pretty hard for somebody. I mean, you know, because I've known English all my life, and somebody who hasn't. I can imagine that would be pretty hard.
That's true. And I took already 306.
Did you like that?
No, I didn't like
it. I
didn't like, I don't like writing.
I don't like writing.
I can't write. I hate to write.
Me too.
It's so hard. It's just such a burden to have to write, you know. And then you spend all this time on this paper, and then you don't even do it.
You know
as well.
How much time you spend making one paper? Oh, a lot of time you have to spend.
Oh, I know. And it's just not worth it. Some people can write. If you could write and spend the time on it and get a good grade, it would be different. But when you try and you can't, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I know.
But sometimes people like to write and because they like to write all the time. You know, they are like they have creativities. They can create.
They're creative.
They are creative. The people who, well, there are different types of creative. I can be creative in other kind of scene, but not for writing. The bill really a lot of time ago.
Okay. The problem is that bell sounds just like the elevator bell. And it's hard to tell which one it is. And I thought I heard the bell from this end instead of this end. So I'm sorry. Didn't mean to keep you. How was it?
Very good.
Fine.
Good. Okay, last step. Have you done attitude scales before? Okay. Need for you to fill out the information on the side of the sheet. Now take each statement as representative of something about your partner, okay? And circle the response that most closely matches how you feel about that person,
okay? Okay. What mean accomplish?
Accomplished, done. Couldn't get anything done.
Ah, okay.
columns here, they're bipolar opposites. So mm-hmm. the outside columns is extremely mm-hmm. one way or the other, okay. and in the middle's undecided.
Okay. What mean this?
Now on this one, all you have to do is check. If you think she's more good-natured than she is irritable, you check over here.
Okay.
Okay, and if you're undecided, it would be mm-hmm. somewhere in the middle.
Okay. I don't know what is this.
Cheerful?
Mm-hmm.
Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant?
Okay.
What mean this?
Poised. That's a good way to describe poised.
poised.
I would think of poised in terms of ladylike, or it's not a good description, but.
Try charming or wait.
Charm?
Charm? Would charming work?
Okay.
How about good posture?
This, okay, yeah, now this.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Please don't discuss the experiment with anybody until after I'm through collecting your data, and I'll notify you when that is. If the semester is still in session, I'll get back to you and give you some feedback about what we were really doing here and how you helped. And I'll be sure to notify your instructors for the extra credit.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
How much extra credit we get?
I don't know. That's up to your instructor.
Okay. Thank you very much, okay?
Thank you, what a very good experience. Here's your purse.
Okay, well, nice to meet you.
You too.